This is Jordan Seculo in Washington, D.C., breaking news on the pastor in Iran sentenced to death.
Live from Washington, D.C., Jay Seculo Live.
They need to be calling upon the Iranian government to release him immediately. They're violating international law. The United Nations should be saying the same thing. That pressure's not hit yet, and we are at the critical hours for this pastor and for his family.
Phone lines are open for your questions right now. Call 1-800-684-3110. That's 1-800-684-3110.
I think we could do a lot more at the United Nations. Why is the United Nations not doing any more? At ACLJ, we think actually that's our next step this week.
And now, Chief Counsel for the American Center for Law and Justice, Jay Sekulow. Hey,
everybody, our phone lines are open for you at 800-684-3110. That's 1-800-684-3110. Well, we've been working literally around the clock. Our team has done an incredible job on the situation in Iran. I want to get your comments. Also, our phone lines are open for you to talk about this pastor in Iran. Maybe you want to offer prayer for him. Maybe you want to talk about what does it mean now that they're saying a new development here is that Pastor Yousef Nardakhani, who was charged with apostasy, and folks, we have reviewed the documents. We had him translate them from Farsi into English. He has been charged with apostasy. That's what he was found guilty of. That's what he was sentenced to death for. Now the Iranian regime is saying, no, 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 it wasn't that it was an apostasy charge. It's actually that he is a Zionist, and maybe even charging him with some criminal conduct like rape. That's the new allegations. They do this typically, but the charge of Zionist is the most damaging. And reality is, folks, he's been charged with apostasy, and we know that, Jordan. That's what the reports are coming out in the media, but we know exactly what we're dealing with here.
Yeah, I mean, folks, let me tell you, the statistics on this are extremely troubling. I mean, you go to that, just the UN statistics on executions. I mean, when you look at the number of executions in Iran and you know, close to 500 documented by the UN Human Rights Council, all of these come out of these kind of charges. So they're always rape, extortion, crimes of national security, treason, never apostasy. And I think this is what to highlight. People wonder why, how in the Islamic Republic of Iran has it been so long since there's been an apostasy case? This is why. They never use that charge anymore. They try to deflect international attention, international condemnation, and of course the media attention as well by saying, no, no, this person was really just a spy.
And the reality is, and I think we've got to be very clear here, Jordan, is we have seen the documents. We have reviewed the documents,
right,
and the documents are an apostasy charge, which means he left, according to them, he left Islam. Now, this is a Christian pastor, age 32, two young kids facing execution literally at any moment. We are now going to move this, Jordan, up to the UN. That's our, looks like our next move here. We're going to continue working on the State Department, but the UN as well.
Yeah, that's absolutely right. And we have to, of course, do everything that we can. But this is the first time we've ever gotten the confirmation, Dad, from the attorney that they may actually be bringing these charges. I mean, he doesn't want to say it's definitely happening yet. He hasn't gotten official notice from the court, but he does believe it's possible. And that was not the case last week. Last week we thought this was more media spin trying to deflect the attention. Now we do believe that this is real and legitimate.
All right, folks, so which means we're going to continue the effort. In a moment, Jordan's going to let you know what you can do, but let me tell you what I want to do. I want to talk about this issue today. What do you think the United States' response should be? Why is Hillary Clinton being so soft on this issue? She said she was troubled by reports but didn't call for his release, did not acknowledge that he's being facing execution, and put a lot of other religious groups in there. Why is the administration doing this? Why is the president not speaking out? He did issue a press statement from Jay Carney, but he has not yet made a statement. And where is the UN on this? Our phone lines are open for you at 1-800-684-3110. That's 800-684-3110. Jordan, we heard from thousands and thousands of people that want direct action here. This man's life is literally on the line hour by hour, moment by moment. What should people do today?
Oh, they need to call, and right now we need to get our U.S. government involved. As you said, Dad, we're looking at U.N. action. We're not done fighting this, and we're not done coming up with new strategies to help save the life of this pastor. But if those listening want an action item, they need to call now. We need our U.S. government to step it up. We need the U.N. to condemn this, and our government could help coordinate that if they'll step up to the plate. Call now and join this petition, 877-989-2255. Please call now, folks, 877-989-2255, 877-989-2255, or ACLJ.org.
Yeah. It is a case that literally involves life and death. We're talking about the promised execution of a Christian pastor in Iran. His only crime? He embraced Christianity, and for that has been sentenced to death by the Muslim-controlled government of Iran. The ACLJ has mounted an aggressive international effort to save his life. We've contacted members of Congress, international leaders, and the news media, working to put pressure on the Iranian government to stop this planned execution that could occur at any time. Now, the ACLJ is calling on Secretary of State Clinton to get involved, to stand up for this Christian pastor, to call on Iran to spare his life. Add your name to our petition now. Call 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255. Or add your name online at aclj.org.
The role of social media is now more important than ever in our national discourse. With fast-breaking developments and an ever-changing political landscape in Washington, D.C., now there's a way to stay on top of the political, legal, and cultural issues that matter most to you. Jordan Seculo brings the immediacy of Twitter to talk radio. As Director of Policy and International Operations for the American Center for Law and Justice, Jordan Seculo is one of the most followed conservatives on Twitter. He tackles the tough topics with insightful analysis and interviews with top decision makers and conservative leaders at home and abroad. Jordan is taking your questions live via Twitter. Tweet at Jordan Seculo. The Jordan Seculo Show, Monday through Friday at 12:30 p.m. Eastern on Sirius and XM Radio and live on ACLJ.org. For more information, go to JordanSeculo.com.
There are over 200 people in Iran arrested for evangelizing in just the last 6 months. And the issue of apostasy and the penalties against it and those that speak out speaks to the deeper problem of the fascism of theocratic states like Iran.
That's Zuhdi Jasser. He has been on Jordan's program before. He's on Fox News often. We have been inundating the media. And I need to say that CBN News, Fox News, even CNN have been reporting through the weekend the latest development. If you're just joining us, a 32-year-old pastor in Iran, major Christian leader, has been accused of and convicted of apostasy and is facing imminent execution. He has two young children. Interestingly, the government is now coming in Iran and saying, no, 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 it's not an apostasy charge. It's rather he's a Zionist and basically a spy. And Jordan, that leveling that kind of charge against him is quite significant. And we know it's false, but this is what these regimes do.
Yeah, I mean, listen, if you go back through and we've looked through documentation of this for the media, and let me just say CBN News has done an excellent job. Fox News has done an excellent job. Washington Post has done a great job. CNN has stayed very updated as well on their website covering this story with the real documentation. First, we've proved, and all the news sources have said, Jerusalem Post quoted me from Fox News today. So it's gone all over the world, literally, saying that the American Center for Law and Justice is the organization that provided the media the documents that show, that prove, he with the only charge ever against him in court, the only charge the Supreme Court considered when it was, when they decided to send it back to the lower court for review before the execution, that's what happened last week, was apostasy. And they quote it extensively. That translation, the court document, which is the official document, which we, of course, scanned in so they could see the official document in Farsi. Anyone who reads Farsi in those news organizations could read through and then read our translation. We did that working with a group we know, a student dissident group in Iran, for Iran, based in the U.S. They translated it. We provided it. So it's because of the American Center for Law and Justice. And I don't say this because I'm not trying to. There are a lot of people working on this issue. The more people, the better. Let me just say that. We're not, trying to own this completely. But on the legal side, the reason why those documents got out was because of everyone listening to the show supporting the American Center for Law and Justice. That's why it became clear to the media that all these new charges of rape and extortion, now Zionism and being a traitor or a spy, all of this is because we were able to get it to the media, the real documents, and they were able to say right. It was never mentioned because of the documents from the ACLJ. And people, you know, I just want you to know that's how your support directly impacts behind the scenes. It, you know, takes days, weeks. You know, we've had those documents, Dad, for 6 to 8 weeks probably. We didn't know when we'd ever need them or if we would, but we had the resources to get that done, translate a long legal document using people who were experts in the language, and that's because of our ACLJ members and supporters.
That's true, but I want to reiterate something Jordan said. We've got to fight now because this man is facing literal execution in it could be any time now. We've got to fight back. I have deployed a strategy. We worked over the weekend at the UN. We're going to deploy a strategy there today. We have notified, of course, major media. Jordan did the Fox News on Sunday. I was on Bill O'Reilly's program on Friday night. In fact, that's posted at ACLJ.org. Bill O'Reilly is following it very closely, as is a number of media outlets. CNN is reporting it, CBN, of course. But, folks, we are at the critical stage here of working on this. We've got to build up huge pressure from around the globe. We've called on a lot of our ministry partners to do the same. I want you to add your name to this petition. The Secretary of State's office still has not issued the statement we need, and that is demanding his release. That would be national news if the United States said, now release him, coming from our Secretary of State, from Hillary Clinton herself. That has not happened. 877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255. Let me implore you to go to your phones right now. We heard from thousands of you this weekend. We need to keep this pressure up. 877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255. Add your name to this petition, which I'm now going to send to the UN. We are sending, of course, to the White House. We're working with members of Congress. We were speaking to congressmen and their staffs Friday, Saturday, over the weekend. Again, get engaged in this issue. Let's stand up for this man and his family. He's got two young kids. Go to our website. Look at that picture of that family. 877-989-2255. America, speak out on this. And you can also sign up at ACLJ.org. Jordan, let's take a phone call.
All right, let's get right to the calls. Let's go to Hunter calling California online 2. Hunter, welcome to Jay Secchio Live.
Hi, Hunter. Jordan, God bless you guys.
Thanks.
And God bless Pastor Youssef. I'm really praying for this guy. I'm hoping he gets out of this. But how has Iran gotten away with lying about these Christians for so long?
Because they, number one, you have no free media. So this was an unusual situation where we actually have been in direct contact with the pastor's lawyer. So we've been consulting with the lawyer, his lawyer, in Iran, number one. Number two, we were able to get, as Jordan said, a student group that translated the documents. So we know that he's been charged with apostasy. That's been the conviction since this started. That's been the allegations, and it's been the conviction. So that's happened as well. He was offered three chances to recant his faith in Jesus Christ. He refused to do it. So this is now just the regime coming up with the Zionist thing, because that's the worst thing they could say about anybody, is that he's a Zionist. And that's why your prayers are so critical right now, and your action on this, folks. This is when the rubber meets the road on our faith, when you've got someone facing execution, which is exactly what he's looking at right now. And that's why we're fighting so aggressively. But I will say this, the U.S. media outlets have been very good on this, and I am appreciative to Fox, to CNN, of course, to the Christian Broadcasting Network that broke it, to the Washington Post. They have really done a great job of getting this information out.
Yeah, absolutely right. And folks, we need you to stand with Pastor Youssef. You know, there are organizations calling for prayer. There are petitions going. We need to hit big numbers on this petition. And it's all going to be done through the phones and online. You know, this is immediate. This is emergency. And we need to hear literally from tens of thousands of people, you know, 5,000, 6,000. We need to hear 25,000, 50,000. I'd like to be at 100,000. If he's still alive at the end of this week, I'd hope we're at over 100,000. If you call now, stand with Pastor Youssef, 877-989-2255. That is what you can do right now to best assist this situation. You can pray. You can share the story, continue to share the story with the updates. I just posted a new blog to ACLJ.org with all the latest information. I've been providing info to Fox News and CBN all morning. So if you could join this petition, it would really help us. The more Americans, you know, they're starting to quote how many people are on these petitions in the news stories. I'd love to be able to say the ACLJ's has 100,000, but we're going to need a lot more of you to call right now, 877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255 or ACLJ.org. Steve calling from Maine, online 3. Steve, welcome to Jay Secchio Live.
Hi, Steve.
I thank you for the work that your group does. You people do an excellent job of fighting spiritual warfare in courts and at the government level. I am very proud of what you do. I just wanted to add another thing, that the Voice of the Martyrs, which is an organization dedicated to giving voice to people who are being martyred or injured right. throughout the world for their stand on Christianity. In their October issue, the main thrust is concerning Iran. And there is something that we should all do, I think, and that's pray for Pastor Youssef and his family to be released unharmed. I also think we should pray for those judges who are trying him to have a change in heart and find him innocent. And we should also pray for his attorney. I think his attorney and his family have also been threatened because they're sticking.
Oh, they sure have, Steve. In fact,
more than threatened.
Lawyer's
more,
been
much more than
more
threatened.
Than threatened. Go ahead, Jordan. Tell them what's happened to the lawyer here. This is
yeah.
A,
I mean, not
Steve,
just
I appreciate that call.
Threatened as usual. Yeah, threatened as usual for a human rights attorney in Iran. This lawyer's already been sentenced, Steve, and for everybody listening, to 9 years in prison. He's been banned from practicing law and banned from teaching law, basically for what would amount to his entire life if you add up the years. He can appeal that, but at any moment during this trial, Dad, this is something to point out, he could be arrested to serve that time because he's been focusing on keeping Pastor Youssef alive, not himself. He still has time to appeal it, but that doesn't mean, you know, until the appeal's filed, the police could show up to arrest him at any moment. So this is prayer for everyone involved in this situation. There, the Iran, 11 Iranian Christian, well-known Christians, received death threats all over the world. This weekend, 11 of them, some of the most high profile, and they believe that this came from an affiliate group with the Iranian secret police. So this is a time to pray for everyone engaged in this issue and to help. And you help by keeping the pressure up, by getting our government more involved, by doing more at the United Nations. We are working on that. And we ask you to join the petition. Let us get to work on that. But I need to start being able to quote that number in the media. And, Dad, I'd really like to do that. It would be great as I could add that line. And people just call now, 877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255.
Let me do this also. I'm going to ask our media department to resend out to our email list this petition as well. By the way, we're checking every hour to make sure Pastor Youssef is still alive. That's what this is, literally a life and death case, folks. And I want to talk to you on the air. If you want to talk to us on air, it's 800-684-3110. That's 1-800-684-3110. But, folks, here's what we're asking. We're asking Secretary of State Clinton to issue an unapologetic statement that says, not that she's dismayed by reports, but that she's outraged and calling for the immediate release of this pastor and putting international pressure, including bringing this to the UN. This is where you come in. Here's the number. Go to your phones now. Speak out. This man's life's on the line, and so is his family's. 877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255 or ACLJ.org. 877-989-2255.
Regent Law School is training Christian lawyers to change the world.
Jay Sekulo, Chief Counsel of the American Center for Law and Justice. He knows the value of an education at Regent University, and he knows Regent School of Law is much more than just an educational institution.
Regent is unique in that it offers the highest quality of legal education from a Christian perspective, and we never sacrifice intellectual integrity.
If you're considering a career in the law, it's time for you to consider Regent Law School. Regent Law School is distinctive because it integrates the study of law with biblical principles. Regent believes that law is more than just a profession, it's a calling. The time to apply right now. If you would like more information about the School of Law at Regent University or would like to enroll, call this toll-free number, 1-877-267-5072. That's 1-877-267-5072. There's more information online at regent.edu/law. Regent Law School, training Christian lawyers to change the world.
It is a case that literally involves life and death. We're talking about the promised execution of a Christian pastor in Iran. His only crime? He embraced Christianity, and for that has been sentenced to death by the Muslim-controlled government of Iran. The ACLJ has mounted an aggressive international effort to save his life. We've contacted members of Congress, international leaders, and the news media, working to put pressure on the Iranian government to stop this planned execution that could occur at any time. Now, the ACLJ is calling on Secretary of State Clinton to get involved, to stand up for this Christian pastor, to call on Iran to spare his life. Add your name to our petition now. call 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255. Or add your name online at aclj.org.
Religious liberty is not just one right among many, but it is the litmus test for a nation's ability to protect human rights.
That's Father Jonathan Morris. He was on Bill O'Reilly's program with me on Friday night. Folks, we have just inundated the media as much as we can. We are in constant contact with Fox, with CBN News, with CNN, Washington Post. So the media is picking this up. But, folks, we are facing – I want to be very direct on this, Jordan. There was a moment this weekend where we didn't know if this pastor was still alive. And the reports we got, our actual ability to communicate with Iran stopped for about 5 hours there, Jordan, where we had no communication. Tell people what that was like, and then I want to ask a real direct call to action here. But you had about 5 hours there, about 12 o'clock our time, well, it was even earlier than that, where communication just stopped.
Yeah, and let me just say, Dad, as well, even when there is communication confirming that he's alive, it doesn't matter. He's only permitted typically one visitor per week. Now, lately he has gotten a little bit more because of his attorney, but not every day. So, it's very difficult to confirm each day that he's definitely alive, and sometimes it comes very late in the evening, especially in Iran time, and then late afternoon, evening here, before we can confirm that, and we're already to the next day in Iran by the time that we can. So just to make that clear. Also from the attorney today, and I've been working on getting this to Fox News and their story as well, for the first time, he's kind of acknowledging to us that these new charges may actually be brought. They may
including
actually
including the charges of being a Zionist.
Right. And just so people know, and I've sent all this information as well over to the media, but the UNHCR, who is very careful about how they report these numbers, has reported the execution numbers, and they're in the hundreds each year. I think over 500 were reported last year in Iran, and there are always charges like this. The charges that were mentioned initially in the story that we talked about on Friday, rape or extortion or drug trafficking or being a traitor or a spy, and so it's setting up to possibly end up like one of those situations. So this is the time to act. We are literally running out of time. We have to assume that at any moment he could be executed. So by tomorrow on the show, there may not be any more time to act. This could be the last day for you to do something and to try to impact this case in a positive way. We're talking about Iran, Dad. I don't want to build people's expectations to the point that we think we can save everyone. But we should do everything we can to save a Christian that we know about in Iran. You know, most of the time,
correct,
this information isn't available to us. Right.
All right. Let me say this also. The deputy governor of the Golan province, which is where he's being tried, which where Pastor Yusuf's being tried, said this. His crime is not, as some claim, converting others to Christianity. He is guilty of a security-related crimes. He is a Zionist and has committed serious security-related crimes. So they're hitting both this allegations of rape and mayhem as well as being a Zionist and security crimes. We've got the documents, folks. He has been charged with and convicted of apostasy. He was given three chances to recant. He refused. But as Jordan said, this is Iran. But we've got to have global international pressure. Folks, this is life and death here. That's what we're talking about. And I am helpful and appreciative of everybody that's participated, all of the organizations that are participating, all of any media that wants to cover this, we want it covered. But, folks, we need to urge you to go to your phones right now. Here is the number. You need to sign on to this petition. Getting Secretary of State Clinton, for goodness sake, just say release this man. It's not complicated. Release him. Stop the execution. He is guilty of no crime. Iran is violating international law that they've signed on to. No shock that they would do that, but this is the time to speak out. Here's the number. I need everyone that's listening to me. Look, folks, this is life and death moment by moment. 877-989-2255. Do not hesitate. We need your help. 877-989-2255, or simply go to aclj.org and sign up online. And, folks, we've got to start getting these numbers out. They're not where they need to be. With the UN, you got to get to about 100,000 to get attention. We're going to get there, but we've got about 18,000, 19,000 online, probably another 15,000 or 20,000 phone calls that have come in. But, folks, we really, really imploring you, this man's life and his two little kids. You go to aclj.org, look at that picture, and make that phone call, 877-989-2255. Again, 877-989-2255.
Let's get right to the phones. Bianca calling from Maryland on line 3. Bianca, welcome to Jay Secchio Live.
Hey, how you guys doing today?
Good.
I want to say God bless you and the work that you guys do. I want to implore Christians all over the world to sign up for the petition, and not only that, to speak out against this. Not too long ago, we had folks, thousands with hundreds of thousands of people speaking out in defense of the gentleman that was executed in the United States. I think it was Louisiana. I'm not sure of his name.
Georgia.
If we should be able to triple or quadruple the numbers in petition of a man who's standing up for Christ. And I just implore churches, groups, to speak out, sign the petition, and let's free this man and pray for him and pray for the president as well. The Pope even spoke out to stop an execution here in the States.
Of Troy Davis, but it was interesting. I appreciate your call on this, Bianco, and I appreciate your statements. We do need prayer. By the way, you can email this petition out to your friends. Get it out as far as you can on your networks. The Pope has not said anything publicly yet. Father Morris was hoping that meant there was some back-channel communications going on. Jordan, I don't know if we've heard any. We had any update on that at all?
No, I'm not yet. That is what some have said, and maybe it's true. We could pray that that's true. But I think this is at a point, now that Iran has upped the ante with these charges of state security, whatever back-channel communications were happening, doesn't seem like that had much success because that made it into their state media, and they're sticking by that. And with the attorney now confirming with us that it's possible that they're actually bringing these charges, that that wasn't just media spin from Iran, that that's actual possibility that they're going to bring these charges, we need to take that very seriously. And I don't think raising voices internationally is a bad thing to do, whether or not there were back-channel communications ongoing or not. It's time to raise our voices. We know Christians are persecuted in Iran. We know it's tough. But this is a time when we've actually been plugged in. You know, we're working with the attorney as much as possible with the communication issues there, where we're providing the info to the media. We don't get this opportunity every time when it comes to persecuted Christians. So we need to take this opportunity to do everything we can to save his life.
There's no doubt about that. Let's try to grab one call very quickly here, Jordan, and then I'm going to, again, implore everybody to take direct action. I need to hear from a lot of people in the next 24 hours, or less, actually.
Yep, Frank from Connecticut on line two. Frank, very quickly, you're on the air.
Hi, Frank.
Hi. I called because I wonder if, if you contacted the president, he couldn't say a word because it would mean so much more than Hillary Clinton.
Well, it's an interesting point you bring up, Frank, but the president has issued a statement. But the news story, Jordan, is when the Secretary of State, president hasn't issued a statement himself. He's done it through his press secretary. I wish he would do it himself. But Secretary of State Clinton will carry a lot of diplomatic weight, Jordan. That's what we're looking at right now.
Yeah, and folks, that is what we need. We need the statement from Secretary of State Clinton. I mean, I'd welcome a statement from President Obama at this point as well.
Of course.
So let me, but I would like a statement from Secretary of State Clinton, who's our top diplomat, that says clearly, release this pastor. That's what we're looking for, that one line, so that the media then can quote her. And I know this may sound, why do you care so much? But that's what keeps the story alive, which helps keep Pastor Youssef alive. We need that from Secretary of State.
Absolutely.
Clinton. And I want to start being able to give our number out to the media folks. And I do that by thousands of you calling. And we need a big number. We need more than 20,000 on this or 25,000. We need to get to 100,000 by the end of this week. And that's only going to happen if you pick up your phone. This is not going to get out into the mail. This is going to be by phone or by signing up at ACLJ.org. You can do that now, ACLJ.org, or call now, 877-989-2255.
A Zionist, folks. You go to your phones and express your outrage and get the Secretary of State to speak out. Everyone go to your phones now. 877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255. This is life and death. You go to your phones or ACLJ.org.
If you've previously listened to the full hour of Jay's broadcast, now beginning at 12:30 p.m. Eastern, Monday through Friday, you can listen to the new Jordan Secchio Show. Jordan Secchio provides insightful analysis and interviews with top newsmakers, live from Washington, D.C. The Jordan Secchio Show, Monday through Friday at 12:30 Eastern. Find out how you can listen to the show online at www.jordansecchio.com. And if you're interested in carrying this new program on your station or network, contact the Jordan Secchio Show via email, info@secchio.com.